And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're discussing the topic, a Christian's responsibility to government. I can't recall a single day in my lifetime in which it could not have been said, these are perilous times. Even though the various tragedies that come across our paths may differ from day to day, the fact remains that tragedy is a part of life. I've seen three national wars, several changes in the national administration, along with the assassination of one president and the attempted assassination of two others. Today, wars in various parts of the world, the spread of communism, pollution, the rising cost of living, other difficulties command our attention. All of this adds up to the fact that government carries heavy responsibilities, and those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord have an obligation to pray for those men who bear these responsibilities. We need to seek God's blessing upon this nation of ours. George Washington set the example years ago when he prayed on behalf of the government the following prayer. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou wilt keep the United States in thy holy protection, that thou wilt incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government, and to entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another and for their fellow citizens of the United States at large. And finally, that thou wilt most graciously be pleased to dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to conduct ourselves with that charity, humility, and specific temper, and without a humble imitation of whose example in these things, we could never hope to be a happy nation. Grant our supplication, we beseech thee, through Jesus Christ. Amen. This prayer agrees with Paul's admonition in 1 Timothy 2, the first three verses. Paul says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. In other words, the Bible teaches us a clear responsibility to uphold our national leaders in prayer. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And our prayers are necessary if we want righteousness to characterize this nation. Solomon said, The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. And so God's people need to be faithful in praying for our governmental leaders. As we do this regularly, we can expect to see honesty and morality among them. I'm personally convinced that God gives the nation the kind of leaders that it deserves. When a nation is faithful to God, he gives them leaders who will help to perpetuate that faithfulness. But when a nation turns its heart away from God, he gives them leaders of a similar nature. That's why it's important that we pray for our local, our state, and our national leaders. Even though the Bible teaches that we're in the last days and that evil men will wax worse and worse, yet it's still important that we create as good a climate as is possible for the work of Christianity to continue in until Jesus comes. This is our Christian responsibility. In addition, your example in this area will help your children see their responsibility to pray specifically for their leaders. As they see you pray, they'll be challenged to also pray for God's blessing upon this nation. As in so many other areas, then, your faithfulness here will result in your family receiving the training that they need in order to follow the Lord.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.